Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mouse Ears Podcast, where we talk about all things travel, but mostly Disney. Brought to you by Fairy Tale Journeys Travel. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Mouse Ears Podcast. My name is Kelton. I know you probably don't remember me, but I am back again, and hopefully for a while this time. We are getting ready to end season two of the Mouse Ears Podcast. It's a real sad day, but with me, I've got some great people. I've got one of our co-hosts, Brooks, over in South Carolina. Brooks, good evening.
Good evening. Howdy ho, neighbors.
Awesome. Welcome. We have Steph as well down in Florida. Steph, good evening.
Hi. Happy season two finale.
Season two finale. It's going to be a good one. However, we have not one, not two, but three awesome people with us as well. You may remember them if you've been listening to us all the way back from season one, episode number 25, Jollywood Nights. With us, we have Shelby. Shelby, good evening.
Good evening. Welcome.
Got to use the sound effects.
Wow.
going in order, episode 45, Sandals and Beaches, All-Inclusive Resorts. Y'all, we got Stephanie in the house. Stephanie, welcome in.
Hello.
Awesome. And you may remember this gentleman from episode 49, Run Disney with the Running Ohana, Robbie Clark. Robbie, welcome.
Hey, buddy. Thanks for having me. Hi, new friends.
I am loving this. We're going to have a good time here. But before we get to the episode, as always, it's one of our favorite segments, going over to Christian Brooks for the new news. Christian, go ahead.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the new news. I am your anchor, Christian Brooks Runner. We are going to go through the new news very quickly here tonight so we can get to our episode. First off, have you ever dreamed of spending the holidays at Walt Disney World? This week, Disney celebrated halfway to the holidays by gifting us with some much-awaited announcements. This winter, we will see the return of Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party at Magic Kingdom, Disney's Jollywood Nights at Hollywood Studios, Festival of the Holidays at Epcot, and more. Disney even announced some fantastic deals and savings throughout the holidays. So if you're interested in spending your vacation at the most magical place on earth, visit fairytalejourneys.com for a free no obligation quote from our amazing sponsors. Go into the next bit of new news. Massive changes to the Disney Genie Plus system. Not only is it getting a big rebrand with new names, but now it will be easier to plan ahead by purchasing and pre-selecting rides via the Lightning Lane system. Brand new, never thought of system that they have never used before. However, due to the time restraints on today's episode, we encourage you to check out the Mouse Ears blog for details on this change coming July 24th, 2024. And also, new details revealed for Disney Adventure, Disney Cruise Line's seventh ship in their fleet. This mega cruise will start sailing out of Singapore in 2025 with 3- and 4-night itineraries. Disney Imagineering has created new areas for guests to explore, and you can review this on our Facebook page. Don't forget to follow for all the news, discussions, and more. And then also, there's new details on the Disney Treasure, so stay tuned on our Facebook page. And then we had breaking news coming out from Hollywood Horror Nights, and for that, we are going to go to our Hollywood Horror Nights correspondent, Robbie Clark. Robbie.
Brooks, I'm standing here in St. Louis, and I want to tell you that the weather is getting downright chilly. That's right, you might even refer to it as a death chill. And that is because today, brand new, fresh for both coasts, the second major IP for Hollywood for Universal's Halloween Horror Nights has been announced, and it is officially Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. So I am so excited. I cannot wait to see this house. It's going to be awesome. And we still have two more houses that we are waiting for announcements on. Brooks, back to you in the studio.
Well, thank you. That is the new news here at the Mouse Ears Podcast. And now we bring it to tonight's Game Master, Kelton.
Thank you, Christian. Thank you, Robbie. I tell you, that Robbie, that was fantastic. We just needed you to have like a little, you know, one of the little pointer finger things on a stick. Would have been great for the microphone. No.
That was epic.
That was
hands down. That was so exciting.
News, it was new, just news, new news is always good. But no, we do have quite the episode we get to go through today. So I think we're just going to dive in and get it started. So tonight's episode, like we had said earlier, this is the final episode of season two. It's sad. But we've made it this far, going on starting season three here later this summer. We've been doing this over a year. We've had on some awesome people. So it has been, we've talked about a lot of things so far. So what better way?
That's really impressive, you guys. I'm really happy for you.
It really is. So
standing ovation, even. Wow, audience is on their feet.
They're just going nuts. So to finish off season two, we're going to play a little game. We're going to do ourselves some Disney trivia, and we are hoping that the one person who is not a travel agent doesn't win, because that would be very bad for the rest of us. So
it would mean we have to step our game up. It means we would have to have another trivia night.
I think we've been planning
vacations on lock. We're just here for the, you know.
I'm not saying I'll throw it, but if you guys want my Venmo account, I'll send it to you in just a little bit.
I don't like to be given away. You do your
Shelby came to play this episode. She is ready. Okay, so here we go. It's going to be a trivia episode. I will ask, because I am the game master, I will ask 22 Disney-related trivia questions to our guest host. That's all of you. And of course, we're going to save the answers to the end. So I'll read all the questions first. I provided you guys with paper because I'm not as fancy like Brooks, who's got a whiteboard over there.
Okay, $5 on Amazon.
Right, but you know, if everybody else is writing in pen, they can't really change their answer. See, you can just like, oh, I sneezed and wiped it across.
I take my trivia very seriously, Kelton.
There we go. Okay. And we are going to pretty much find out who the winner is going to be. Or I should say crown the queen or king for Robbie and Brooks there for trivia for season two. And I think we might as well just go back and do this for season three as well. We could just keep it going, see how long we can do this for.
I like it. Every man for himself or herself. Just saying.
There we go. Okay. So how many categories? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 categories. Wow. That's a lot of categories. Oh, 7 categories. 6 of the categories have 3 questions. 1 has 4 because I really liked some of the questions in that other category. So that's why it has 4. Okay, are we ready to get the first ever Mouse Ears Podcast trivia episode started?
Yes, Chef.
Yes.
Robbie's just bringing the energy tonight. Y'all need to step your games up here. Okay, here we go. I got my paper.
One extra point for Robbie for enthusiasm.
Wait, this is the only moment in the whole game show, but okay. I've got it.
Remember, no sharing of answers. Don't say the answer. Don't message the answer. Don't text each other the answer. Keep it out of the Facebook message. No
Everyone
answers.
Everyone put their phones down.
Here we go. So this category, Disney movies. Question number one. Everyone knows that Cinderella lost a glass slipper as she left the ball at midnight. But did it fall off of her right foot or her left foot?
Whoa.
I tell you, these are might be some difficult questions.
I just saw the slipper.
Not
too.
A question I have considered.
So I will read it one more time if you need me to.
50-50 chance.
Thanks for breaking that down, Brooks. I appreciate your math insights.
Well, I mean, with my glasses, I have a keen sense of math.
Nerd. I'm going to set a timer. That's why it's taking me longer. Should 15 seconds, does that sound acceptable?
I think that's good.
Yeah, that's good. I'm trying to picture the glass slipper on the wish. Like, that's what I'm trying to think of right now. But I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's a generic slipper.
Okay, we are going to move on to question number two for the category Disney movies. Out of all the Disney films, one main character speaks the least. Which one is it? Out of all the Disney films, one main character speaks the least. Which one is it?
Like the Fab Five or like the princesses or just in general?
This is Disney movies, Robbie.
Wow.
Disney
animation,
movies.
Not Pixar, not Star Wars.
Okay.
Disney.
You got 3 seconds. 15 seconds goes fast.
Like all years. Like.
It's hard.
Yeah, here we go.
This isn't easy. Yeah.
Oh, I'm goodness. So excited for this one because I just watched it last night. What is Princess Mia's full name in the Princess Diaries?
Oh, stop it. That's going to go off my piece. I'm going to need more than 15 seconds just to write it.
Yeah, I assume spelling
does count.
Dang it.
Oh, shoot.
8 seconds. Oh, and there is your time. Going on to question number four. Genie from Aladdin complained that being cooped up in a lamp gave him such a crick in his neck. Just how long was he in the lamp?
Yes.
More than a day, guys, I'm pretty sure.
It depends on how small that lamp is.
Phenomenal cosmic power. Itty bitty live in space.
All right, there's your 15 seconds. Was 15 seconds too short? We can always bump that up. Nah,
it's fine.
We'll keep it 15. Keeps you guys on your toes. Yeah. Whew. Gotta take a breather.
I would just say, if anyone was able to fully write out number three in that 15 seconds, should get like 2 points.
Definitely. I ended off at PRIN. Prin.
Okay, so we're moving on to category number two. This one titled Disney Princess Trivia. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Yes, Chef.
Okay, here we go.
Pixie dust for all of y'all. Sorry.
Just a little, like, bounce it off.
Like I'm pixie dusting Stephanie. I'm like above her.
Like salt bay,
just a little bit of salt. Yep. Which Disney princess is the only one based on a real person? Which Disney princess is the only one based on a real person? Doom, 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 doom.
It's Princess Leia. I know it. It just has to be.
It only makes sense.
May the force be with you.
I should have got the Jeopardy.
We need to get a game tone. That's the game time.
I mean, I have Ross Geller yelling pivot, but I don't have Jeopardy.
That was perfect. There's nothing better for this podcast than that one.
Okay, here we go. I had to make sure question three was all there. I mean, that'd be embarrassing. Who was the first Disney princess? Who was the first Disney princess? 5 seconds.
Are you going to pay for therapy from all the stress we're getting from this, Kelton?
No, that's why you guys have insurance.
Oh. I need to check.
What about the adult beverages? Just kidding. Just kidding.
I need a beverage change. Water's not going to do it.
Oh, no. Okay. So that was category number two, Disney Princess Trivia.
That was only two, I thought.
Only two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the first four
I got one more. It's there. It's on the top of page two. Who would have thought? Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you guys ready? There's one.
Yes.
That's 4 hours of driving to Dallas for you. I'm all discombobulated. Who is the first Disney character who didn't have to marry into royalty to become a princess? Thank you, Brooks, for keeping me on my toes. Who is the first Disney character who did not have to marry into royalty to become a princess? 2 seconds. Now that officially brings us out of category number two, going into category number three. This category is all about the man himself, Walt Disney. So we got some Walt Disney trivia. Here we go. Question number one. When was Walt Disney born? What is the date of birth of the Disney man himself, Walt Disney?
The year or the actual
month,
full date?
Date and year.
Oh, yeah. That's
whatever. Whatever.
Just write something down.
Or me. That's the answer.
Man did great things.
He did great things. You will remember to wish him a happy birthday after this episode.
Gosh, I always put a post about it too.
That's not what I'm saying, Shelby. Come on. Question number two. Everybody ready? Question two. Which character did Walt perform in a school play before it became the star of a Disney movie?
Repeat that, please.
I will repeat that for you.
Thank you.
Which character did Walt Disney play? Let me rephrase this. Which character did Walt Disney perform in a school play before it became a star of a Disney movie? So, in turn, what fictional character did Walt Disney play in a school play before he created a Disney movie? I don't know if that helped.
This can you repeat it in French?
No, I cannot. I am not one of the AI animatronics. I can't do that.
Which, by the way, discombobulated, that was a 10-cent word right there.
Are you going to pay me the 10 cents?
Depends. Am I going to win?
I don't know.
People off here, people. This is a competition.
The only thing you get is just bragging rights for the entire season three. It's very serious.
Or there might be something else. You never know.
Well, I know I got that one wrong.
I don't know. Shelby's fighting it, but I think Shelby and Stephanie are going to have this one in the bag.
We definitely do.
No pressure. We're like,
Stephanie's been quiet over there.
I know. That's why Stephanie Hefner's got she's got this down. She's going, people have no idea what it looks.
She's not nervous talking, you know?
Okay, number
she's
three.
She's focused.
Number three.
Just to check, number three is actually number 10 overall?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Correct.
Thank number you. Three for category three.
That is correct. Mine are not numbered that way. What did Walt name the model train he built in his backyard?
Or the love.
Told these are going to be hard. What did Walt name the model train that he built in his backyard? 15 seconds. I did not know this before I typed this out. This was a hard one.
Oh, thanks.
He's like, yo, I'm going to get this, but I
did not need everybody getting 22 out of 22 here.
You really did good at that. Good job.
I got 2 out of 22. That's right.
Then we might not have to post. We might just have to be like, we're not going to post this episode.
No.
And the winner is Robbie Clark.
By default.
3 out of 22.
I don't even have one that I feel confident about right now. Right. I have two. Two. That's it. That's
Stephanie, I don't believe your poker face.
I don't either.
I don't believe your poker face there.
Yeah, all guesses. She's got this. She's got this 10 out of 10 at this moment. I'm very positive.
Oh, yeah.
She definitely got Princess Mia.
Whoa, yeah. Whoa, hey, whoa. Steph, whoa.
Calm yourself. Just, what did we say? No giving away the answers.
Princess Anne Hathaway.
There is no way Princess I Anne can Hathaway. Even.
Okay.
It's too long.
So hold on. What category are we on now? That's one, two, four. Three. Category number four.
Quattro.
This is Walt Disney World trivia. So everybody should get these right.
Please.
Maybe if, you know, we're going to see on this first one. What is the name of the underground tunnels connecting various areas of the park at Magic Kingdom? What is the name of the underground tunnels connecting various areas of the park?
I'm on board.
This is us. This is our jam right now. Like, I think we are.
This is my jam.
That, I got
this
that
jam.
I didn't even start the timer. I'm not going to do that anymore. It's a waste of time.
Add it in 2 seconds. It's fine.
I know. Question number two. Which were the three original hotel and lodging offerings at Walt Disney World when it opened?
Three.
Three. There were three. And then there were three. Now there's like 35.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
I think that's even counting the Disney Springs Hotel, the Good Neighbor. I think
really?
So. I don't even know.
Did you just give us a hint?
No, that was not even, that's nowhere near a hint. No, the Good Neighbor Hotels were not part of the three.
Right.
Okay. Because they were not there.
Oh.
Okay, here we go. Question number three. How tall is Cinderella's castle? How tall is Cinderella Castle? And I will give you a plus one if you can tell me how many bricks the castle is made out of.
Oh my
god. So that's a two-parter.
I throw in the towel, Kelton.
Honestly, I'm just proud that it is brick by brick at this point. You know? We don't do just pretend bricks.
How tall is Cinderella's castle? And as a bonus point,
can we say stories or is it feet?
Oh, it's feet because it matters.
Oh gosh.
It matters. And I'll tell you why it matters at the end.
I know why it matters.
See?
Of course you do, Stephanie. Of course you do.
I know why it matters, but I don't know the qualifications.
Robbie, you actually have a chance with these travel agents.
I feel like we're flying through these questions.
Oh.
We still have to give out the answers. And then there's always a discussion. And at least one derailment.
Making fun of me, naturally.
So we definitely, I will require that everybody has to send a photo. You can drop it in the chat of the messenger. Because I want to see, like, before we give out the answers.
So basically what you're saying is, as we go through this, I don't trust any of you. Like, after I've seen what I needed to see.
Pretty much, yes. I have not met a single one of you in person. I don't trust you.
I mean, I'll show.
You guys are going to have fun with my chicken scratch.
It's a mess. It's not pretty. It's a mess.
15 seconds? This really, is what you get.
What I'm doing is,
I don't want to English.
I want to see how you guys spelt out the answer of number three. That's what I want to see.
No, I'm pretty positive I've got that spelling on lock.
Shelby, I'll give you two extra points if you spelled it correctly. Are you guys ready to move on?
This is why you watch movies with captions.
It's true.
Unpopular opinion.
That's all I do.
I know, me too.
Okay, we're moving on to the next category here. Category is titled Mickey Mouse. Trivia all about our friend Mickey Mouse.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Donald Duck.
What is the first thing that Mickey ever said? What is the first thing that Mickey ever said? and what is not the answer. Just throwing that one out there.
You're asking for wrong answers only right now.
I got a lot of those for every single question.
Oh, man. Are we ready? Question number two. What was Mickey's original name? Oh, this is fun. Brooks, this should make for a great TikTok. There should be some good clips in here.
Oh, yeah. I think especially when we're going through the answers.
Oh, yeah. question number three. Who was the first voice of Mickey Mouse? And he's on first. Are we ready to move on to the next category?
Wait, who's on second?
No.
What's on third?
Oh, what's on first? Who's on second? I don't know who's on third. And tomorrow's catching. Here we go. Next category. Oh, Shelby. That's a great skit. There we go. Pixar movie trivia. So this is all about our good friends over at Pixar. How long can Elastigirl in The Incredibles stretch herself?
She's got a limit?
According to the internet, she has a limit.
Or does she? This could be a trick question.
Ooh, I guess you'll find out in a few minutes.
There is no limit.
What's the limit does not exist? Is this a meat
rope? Does not exist. That's what I was trying to think of.
Yeah.
I was trying to think if Edna mentioned it.
Edna.
She went through like three doors and kicked someone with her leg while being closed into like three doors. I mean, yeah, is there a limit at that point? I don't know.
It's awesome.
yeah, three doors. Question number two. True or false? So as Brooks would say, you have a 50-50 shot of getting this correct.
I officially love this. I never liked these in school. I like it today.
Today is good.
A Bug's Life is the first Pixar movie to have outtakes at the end. True or false? Has anybody even seen A Bug's Life in the last 5 years?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
No. Also, R.I.P. Bug's Life.
At Animal
Kingdom. That's a sore subject. That's a sore subject.
My heart hurt a little bit. I'm kidding. I actually can't stand.
I just don't like getting stabbed in the back.
I sit there like this. Yeah. Like, I know what listeners can't watch, but I like got my like back forward, my legs up. I'm like, don't poke
me. We're going to make a TikTok clip of just that and like zoom in on Shelby doing that.
I can't. Yeah, I always close my eyes with the spiders.
Like, I have to be, it has to be like 120 degrees outside in Orlando for me to enter that attraction. And I'm like, okay, I need a break.
So pretty much July 15th.
It'll be this week, most likely, honestly. Yeah. I'll do it.
Question number three for a Pixar movie trivia. What does WALL-E stand for?
Dang, that's a good one. Ooh. I just saw it recently, too.
I watched it once and didn't watch it again. I'm not saying it was bad.
What does WALL-E stand for? Our favorite little trash compactor. I also did not know this until I was typing this out.
Yeah.
So this is great trivia. I'll give you 5 more seconds.
I can't even think of anything funny to say.
This is right. This is the first one that I'm like, I don't actually cannot go any further. I don't even know where to go with this.
All right, moving on. Here we go. Disneyland trivia is our next category. Has anybody who's been to Disneyland?
I'll be there in August.
Love All right, it.
So we got two people.
September. Love it.
Stephanie nice. Hefner and Shelby. You guys got this then. Somebody's got to carry the team here, apparently.
Travel agents have to do, you know, we got to check it out for everybody.
Disappointment. How many times has the operational drawbridge at the front of Sleeping Beauty's castle actually been used?
All right, that was definitely irrelevant to how many times you visited this.
Yes, yes, it is.
I don't know how it could be irrelevant. I mean, you've been there. I have not. I didn't even know it was operational until I made this.
It didn't look operational. Yeah.
Or was it operational?
I guess.
There we are.
How many times has the operational drawbridge at the front of Sleeping Beauty's castle actually been used? 5 seconds.
There's something.
That looks like everybody's done. We'll move on.
That was called an educated guess.
Hey, exactly. That's all you can do.
Process of elimination.
You got between pretty much zero through pick a number. What employee perk is hidden in the Matterhorn attraction? For question number two. What employee perk is hidden in the Matterhorn attraction? And it may not be a perk. Think more like maybe activity. I'm not a fan of how that question was written. Dang you, Google. Question number three. Here we go. What used to grow on the land where Disneyland stands now? And I'm not sure if this is right either, but we're going to find out.
Are you saying this could be an illegitimate question?
It very well could be. So if my calculations are correct, because I've been wrong before, that should be 22?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Do we submit pictures now?
Submit the pictures now.
Oh, my gosh. It's happening. It's happening.
Oh, my God. This is not a drill. It's actually happening. Here we go.
Y'all be kind.
Oh, no.
I hope y'all be kind. Are we sending it in our little messenger chat?
No, in the group chat.
Send them in the Facebook group message. And while you all do this,
you're quick.
Oh yes. Let's go ahead and hear from the man himself.
Wow.
Maybe.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome. Disneyland is your land. Here age relives fond memories of the past. And here youth may savor the challenge and promise of the future.
And that's all we're going to do. So hopefully we don't like get, you know,
inspires cut off the internet. Every time.
Yeah. Now I have to look to make sure everybody's got sent their stuff in.
Oh, damn, y'all's look so much nicer than mine.
Coming in.
Whoops. I'm off the screen for a hot second. I'll be back.
Shelby. We got Robbie. Robbie, that is definitely chicken scratch there, sir.
Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
Dang, ooh. Brooks, you got good handwriting.
No, I do not.
Yes, you do, sir.
Yes, you do.
Oh, my gosh. Stephanie Heffner, you're going to make me read cursive here? You know I'm a millennial. I can't do that. Are some great answers.
Oh, you're right about that number nine. Now that I see it, I totally remember.
Hold on. Gosh, I feel like an idiot. Four, five, six, seven. Oh. Okay, everybody should have their answers in, right? Brooke, Shelby, Robbie, Steph. It's 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, five. Here we go. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Stop looking at each other's answers. Because I know that's what everybody's doing. I wish you guys could see everybody's down looking at their phones going through.
I just feel like I epically failed.
All right, here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
For question one, for the category Disney movies, everyone knows that Cinderella lost a glass slipper as she left the ball at midnight. But did it fall off of her right foot or her left foot from the class? Which foot did it fall off?
Left.
Right? Left.
Ah.
The left foot is correct.
Her shoe on the step. Makes
sense. By a show of hands, how many guessed?
Wait, correct me?
Correctly?
After I visualized it, I feel like I got it.
You could have guessed incorrectly.
I was visualizing too, and I visualized wrong.
You know, I was thinking about that. It was actually because how are you supposed to know? I mean, it was under her dress. How are you supposed to know this?
But also, if you think about when they tried, when they're trying it on,
trying on the left foot.
I don't know, but they weren't because
I guess because I was not watching the feet.
She had
that close.
She kept a slipper. She kept a slipper, and yes. They had the left foot. She had the right foot.
Oh snap! Shelby coming in hot like that. That's great.
I completely guessed because I was not watching the feet.
No, that's I mean, that's weird.
Left, the left.
Ooh, I wonder if he did that on purpose. He left the left.
Probably the person who typed
this. And we're going to never forget this answer.
No, all of these are going to be like, I know this random Disney trivia.
We're all going to go to trivia somewhere else and be like, we're going to kill it.
Yeah, it will come up again someday.
It will. It will. Out of all of the Disney films, one main character speaks the least. Who is it? Which one?
Okay, hold up. Did you say main character in the very beginning? I hate to question it. I'm just wondering. Oh,
that's okay. So who did you guys put? Because there are a lot of main characters.
I think mine's wrong. I think Brooks is right.
I think Robbie's is right.
Well, I said Bambi.
Ooh,
I said Dumbo. Good one.
I said Dumbo.
Dumbo's a good
Dumbo
Shelby.
Dumbo has to be right.
Dumbo is correct.
Wow.
Yes. I was really thinking I was going to be Bambi that after I saw that answer.
Robbie, you're not doing too hot there, buddy. We need you to pick it up if you're going to beat the beat these travel agents.
Well, my answers go downhill from here, though.
If I do get one.
I think I do better later on.
Yeah, no, my answers just do this way. They just epically fail from here.
Everybody should get this next answer.
Oh, I forgot a letter. Oh,
what is Princess Mia's full name in the Disney movie The Princess Diaries?
Came to me and I missed one.
Can we each mention what we have?
I think
this one's worth
it. So, Shelby, since you're to my right, what's your answer for question number three?
Okay, so I said Amelia Mignonette Thermopolis. And it should have been Rinaldi, but I skipped that part. Princess of Genovia. I forgot Rinaldi when I typed it out. Wrote it out. But I understand.
You did
have
15 seconds, so I will give you that one. That was excellent. Stephen Hefner, how about you? What did you come up with?
Let's hear if anybody else got it close next, because I
forgot the Amelia part. I just had the Mia no, was it? Minuetta, Thermopolis, Rinaldi, Princess of Genovia. I forgot the Amelia part.
So far has put in Princess of Genovia. That is excellent.
That's part of it.
I was hoping y'all would.
It's not a name.
Brooks, how about you?
I put Anne Hathaway.
All right. Steph, how about you?
Okay. Hear me out. Okay, I'm going to try. I'm gonna say it how I spelt it because I really don't know. I forgot Amelia. I put Mia, just like Stephanie. I put Mia Mignonette, and Mignonette is the only thing I'm confident about. Remoffadis.
That's great. I love
Rinaldi. And then I put Prin because I couldn't finish writing Princess of Genovia. So Mia Mignonette, Remoffadis, Rinaldi, Prin.
I love Remoffadis, honestly. I mean, why wasn't it that?
This is why I couldn't finish writing it, because I had no idea how to spell that one. And I'm like, okay, I'm off of this.
Robbie, how about you, buddy?
I just kept it simple. You know, we're buddies, so we're like on first name basis. So I just put Mia Thermopolis, but Thermopolis is kind of spelled like Thermopolis. You know, phonetics, just go with it.
Pretty much everybody.
If you say it fast enough, no one will know the better.
Pretty much. So everybody but Brooks gets a point.
Really? Come on.
Even my Remoffadis?
Even your
Remoffadis. Even my Remoffadis?
Okay. I would have written some of it if I had known that. You had said spelling correct and everything, so I was just like, okay, I'm just completely Anne Hathaway.
We can give you a point. You can have a point.
No,
okay, no point.
No. I want to win this.
You guys debating?
I tried to give him a point. You guys saw it.
Amelia Mionette Thermopolis Rinaldi, Princess of Genovia.
Totally forgot her name was Amelia. Like, I'm so upset with myself.
Forgot the first name.
So we're all getting a point?
Except me.
I didn't get a point.
I don't think I deserve it.
I didn't get the first.
Don't get a point.
I missed the first part.
Here we go. Question number four. Genie from Aladdin complained that he had been cooped up in the lamp, which gave him such a crick in his neck. How long was he inside the lamp?
10,000 years will give you such a crick in the neck.
Oh, nice. I'm on the board, guys. I'm on the board.
Who did not have 10,000?
I did not.
Stephanie, you're so quiet. No, I was my money was on you.
I was debating between 1,000 and 10,000. I have not seen that movie in a million years.
Tonight, you're going to watch it.
You're going to walk up to somebody and go, hey, did you know that the genie was in the lamp for 10,000 years?
Can you believe that?
Can you believe it that long? Oh, how many presidents did he go through? Going on down to Disney Princess Trivia. Question number one. Which Disney princess is the only one based on a real person?
I clammed up
princess
for this one.
Tiana.
No.
I totally clammed up.
Is it?
Why?
But it
Stephanie
is.
Stephanie has it correct, no?
And it actually could be Tiana, but not according to my Google search. So whoever wrote this is wrong, potentially. But
I put the Little Mermaid, but I know it's wrong. But I was thinking about the Little Mermaid statue in Denmark, and she's a mermaid. What the heck was I freaking thinking? I clearly clammed up with this one.
Well, they just said, I think I'm not quite there, because they just announced when they opened up Tiana for previews, and they had that whole thing in Disney World. They were talking about how it was named after a woman who they actually, like, the Imagineers went and visited her in New Orleans, and she, like, started this restaurant and is, like, super influential in the making of Tiana. And so that's why I went with Princess
that
Tiana.
That I could see.
Yeah.
It very well could be. However, according to this Google search,
not. I said a mermaid.
It is not a mermaid.
And I didn't even realize it.
Pocahontas is what this person came up with.
Okay, that's it. Wow. Yep. Stephanie had that one. That one is.
You got
super.
This, Stephanie. You're going to come out on top. It's just going to be towards
the
end.
She is.
Is Mulan not based on one? I could have sworn.
I could thought.
Yeah.
Wait, who?
Women were not allowed to fight back then.
Challenge.
She was based off an idea.
Flag. Throw the flag.
Or was she a princess? Was she technically a princess?
I guess that's a good
point.
She was not a princess.
Point. Yeah.
She does show this up and off the internet.
I was like, I'm pretty sure she was based on a real person. I was like, she's not a princess.
And that's this a is good Disney educated princess guess. Trivia.
You know how disappointed I was in elementary school when I learned that Pocahontas didn't marry John Smith?
I'm still disappointed.
Yeah.
Still disappointed.
Oh, it's fresh wound all over.
You know how disappointed I was when I learned the real story of Pocahontas?
That's true. The entire story.
Okay, so we're going to get off that sore subject, apparently. Oh, dear. We all need therapy after this. Because I messed up my questions. Who was the first Disney princess?
Snow White.
Snow White is correct.
Yes.
Moving on to the
next
question.
We're not total failures.
Who is the first Disney character who didn't have to marry into royalty to become a princess?
I was in between two, and then I ended up going with this one, Princess Merida.
That's what I went with.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to say Princess Elsa.
Stephanie Hefner over there in the corner is looking very I got this.
I said
Stephanie,
Aurora.
Ooh.
Well, that's also a great answer.
That's true. That's great she's answer. Already.
How about Princess Jasmine?
Oh, she was already.
Her father was a sultan.
Rapunzel was a princess, too.
We said the first, right?
That's like
who
the
was the first.
Yeah, first. Rapunzel came.
Because when did Snow or Sleeping Beauty came out? When? In the 50s?
Somebody do a Google search.
That's
right.
Definitely before Elsa and Merida. Yeah. That makes sense.
That would have been before.
That was really good.
Do you want me to do a quick Google search?
Well, what's the answer?
It's Jasmine, Princess Jasmine.
Get out of here. Mm-hmm. I thought Aurora would be before Jasmine.
Mm-hmm. Aurora makes sense. When did
that movie came out in like the 50s, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Shelby, are you gonna give us the answer?
Are you talking about timeline?
I'm looking.
I am just talking about the website that I got
Aladdin
these questions off of.
Okay, so Aladdin was 1992.
Oh, and Sleeping Beauty was much earlier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sleeping Beauty was 1959, as Stephanie has called.
I was right.
I would say Stephanie got that one.
I was right about something.
I think
I got the time frame right.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody confirmed Princess Aurora.
Nice, Stephanie.
I agree with that.
We're just throwing that one out, apparently. Here we go. Shall we move on to the three that we all know we missed? Walt Disney trivia.
Yes.
I think I got one.
I think I have this. I might have this one right.
Here we go. When was Walt Disney born?
I know it's December 5th.
I literally put a random guess.
January 25th, 1923, as
Ooh,
a random
close.
Guess.
Close. December 5th, 1901.
Ooh. Wow. 01.
Close.
Who's that?
Did Stephanie Hefner? No way.
Nice.
Oh my God. She
I really wanted to say December, but then I'm like, that sounds so cliche
Stephanie
with holidays.
She's coming.
Had this.
I knew it was December 5th because that's when they opened the statue and Luminous, and I was there that day.
I was there too.
Year, I wasn't sure about the year, but smart. Yay.
But the year
nice.
You
nice.
I mean, that's wild.
Winning.
Okay, see, that's why she was quiet over there in the corner. She knew. Mm-hmm. I got this.
She knew.
Can't believe
she
I got
difficult ones.
A month, but
there's a lot of others I don't, but that one I knew.
Robbie, you got date and month?
Yeah, I had December 5th, but 1904, not 1901.
Oh, that's pretty darn close.
That's really close. What year was it?
1901. Question number two for that category. Which character... what character did Walt Disney perform in a school play before it
Brooks
became
got this one.
The star of a Disney movie? Before he
Brooks
became
has one. This one.
Brooks, what you got?
I put Peter Pan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did anybody else
correct.
Put Peter Pan?
I did.
I forgot.
Peter Pan
and
is
after I read
correct.
I was like, oh yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Peter Pan is correct.
So, guys, last week I was down in Kansas City at the Disney 100 exhibition that's there, and they have a little thing about that. That's the only reason.
No way.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Good old
My
Marceline.
Heart
was prepared.
My heart.
So, to round this very difficult three questions off that everybody did great on, what is the what did Walt Disney name the model train he built in his backyard?
I went with the OG. I went with his Main Street Railroad.
Good guess. That's not good.
I went with the frontier with the train at the park, which is Lily Bell.
That's what I put too.
So apparently it was called the Carol Wood Pacific Railroad.
I don't even remember that. Forget
it. So not Millie. So
no.
Not who's, Millie. Okay.
So who is Carol Wood is my question.
Yeah. No one got
Somebody
that
should.
One?
Not
that
so.
Was a hard one.
Oh, it was difficult, man. You should have these like in categories like easy, moderate,
hey,
expert.
Well now.
You won't
maybe maybe season three.
Yeah.
Start you off easy and be like, yeah, this is not happening. So let's go on to the three that we definitely got. Walt Disney World trivia.
Thank you for your your vote of confidence. I still don't got these.
Steph, we might be looking for a fourth host on the podcast after this. A replacement.
I'm not good at test taking. Never been.
Oh, you did good on the FCAT then, didn't you? Neither did I. So that's why I'm a travel agent. Walt Disney World trivia, here we go. What is the name of the underground tunnels connecting various areas of the parks in the Magic Kingdom?
The Utilidors. What did you say?
The underground,
like,
underground tunnels.
Yes. That is also what we call them. But who said the Utilidors?
Yeah, Utilidors.
Ooh, there we go. Okay, very good. Very good. Oh, I'm so sorry, Steph. Which of the three original hotel and lodging offerings were at Walt Disney World on opening day?
Contemp was first.
Yeah. Contemporary. Mm-hmm. There are three.
Then Grand Flow.
No.
No?
So we have the Contemporary.
Right? I think the
Polynesian. Correct. There's one more.
I didn't know which one was third. I had Polly and Contemporary. I couldn't think of what the third was.
So I put the original, three big ones.
Original hotel and lodging offerings were the Polynesian, the Contemporary, and the Fort Wilderness Campground.
Darn it, that was my next guess.
Yeah, I didn't get all three. I got two.
So did you have to get all three to get it? Or
no, we'll do 1 point per okay. correct answer.
So I got two.
Okay. I got two.
That was a tough one. A lot of people forget about Fort Wilderness.
Gosh, I just...
And Steph, you used to book a ton of Fort Wilderness with the firefighter boys.
Really?
Okay.
Not anymore. I feel like it's so huge.
The boys. There we go. Question number three.
It's too much of a headache.
This one. Question number three we made into a two-parter with a bonus point. How tall is Cinderella's castle in the Magic Kingdom?
Mine was a guess.
Stephanie, let us know.
Is it 199?
It is not 199.
197.
Robbie, what did you say?
I said 125.
Oh, much taller. It is 189 feet tall.
Oh.
So, Stephanie Hefner, do you want to explain why the 199 rule is there?
Because if it's 200 feet, it has to have a flashing light on it for the airplanes.
Correct. Which is why Expedition Everest stands at 199.5 feet tall.
And so does Tower of Terror. I think Tower of Terror is, I think, 199. Maybe that's 199. Maybe that's what I was thinking of.
So what about the second, the bonus part? How many bricks make up Cinderella's castle?
Zero?
10,
technically, they're not bricks.
Zero is correct.
They're not bricks.
So my whole spiel about using real bricks was right.
They're not real bricks.
That is correct.
I knew that was a trick question.
Pretty shocked.
Brooks, what are they?
I don't know.
It's a facade.
Styrofoam.
It's
magic.
Misdirection.
Oh, that was fun. That was fun, guys. I liked that one.
I got very excited about that. Sorry.
So here we go. Mickey Mouse trivia. What was the first thing Mickey ever said?
Hiya, pal.
That's what I thought.
Close, but not correct.
Oh, okay.
He says it all the time in Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. That is correct. Hot dog.
Oh,
that was one minute in my hemisphere of thoughts.
That's not. I put oh boy, but
put oh boy, but I was thinking hiya pal.
So you're telling me the two hot people dog. With young like toddlers and infants were the only ones that got that correct. The ones who sit there and watch Mickey Mouse Clubhouse all the time. It's always on in our house.
I don't watch it.
You don't watch it?
No. We've been on Monsters at Work lately.
Oh, that's a good
Love
one.
Love that. It's so good. I really hope for a season three.
Yeah.
So I hope everybody got this one right. What was Mickey's original name?
Mortimer Mouse.
Mortimer Mouse is correct. There goes page number two. Who was the voice, the first voice of Mickey Mouse?
Walt Disney himself.
Excellent job, everybody. Great answers. Next category was Pixar movie trivia.
I feel ashamed.
I don't know.
I feel ashamed on this
every
one.
Pixar movie.
Pixar movie.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's a given.
So, question number one in this category: how long can Elastigirl in The Incredibles stretch herself?
No,
that is far for 500.
Far.
So, according to
longer
the website
than
via Google, 98 feet.
Oh my god, I wrote 90 and then scratch it off. And scratch it, I'm like, no, why would there be a number?
Does she say that? A mile?
No idea.
Hey, that's reasonable.
I put 200 feet.
5,280 feet. Oh, question number two. This was a 50-50. True or false? A Bug's Life is the first Pixar movie to have outtakes at the end. True or false?
I went with true.
It's true.
I went with false.
The correct answer is true.
Yes, and I guessed.
I couldn't remember if Toy Story had them or not. Toy Story 2 has it.
Come on.
Toy Story 2 has the original Toy Story.
Yeah, I think 2 as well, but I couldn't think of the first one did.
Yeah, and I just put, yeah.
It felt like a trick, Elton. You tricked me by thinking it was a trick.
I'm just trying to trick you. What does WALL-E stand for? For question number three, what does WALL-E stand for?
Can I read my answer?
You may read your answer.
I'm gonna try to
I put waste a lot, lad. Eliminator.
Nice. What's I like
WALL-E? Okay. Very. Okay. That's a good question, Steph. Something it is not with something with trash collecting.
Waste is definitely W.
Waste right. allocation load allocation. Lifter colon Earth class. Or Earth.
I had there a W no A-A-E. Way I would have gotten that.
No.
Nor would I have been able to write that in 15 seconds.
I got the W, hey, the A, and the E. I didn't get the L's.
Hey, not
wow,
bad,
Stephanie. That's
pretty good.
I'll give you a point for that one. You, the fact that you got three, yeah. Steph over got, there going, no, waste. Something with trash.
I got waste.
Something with trash.
My answer was Waste Alliance, Little Lovable Electronic.
Little lovable.
And that is actually, so cute.
That's a good one.
It should be.
That could be a sticker.
That's what it should have been. You get a that's sticker. A good one. You'll get a point.
Okay, here we go. Disneyland trivia. We're bringing it home with the original park. How many times has the operational drawbridge at the front of Sleeping Beauty's castle actually been used?
One time.
Once?
Said 16. I don't know why. I just said
good number, Robbie. Twice.
Oh, right.
Once at the opening of the park and at the reopening of Fantasyland.
Shoot.
I didn't.
None of us got it, right?
Two. No, nope. Nobody got it. We're two. Twice.
We're all
the one to y'all.
Question number two, or question number 21 on your page. What employee perk and or sport activity is hidden at the top of Matterhorn attraction or hidden in the Matterhorn.
I remember you saying sport activity.
You did not
it
say
is,
sport.
It I did not say sport activity originally, but I did know it was a sport.
I would have had a different answer.
It's a basketball court.
Basketball court.
It is a basketball court, yes.
Really?
I put no clue, meet and greet.
I put a break room.
You get to meet and greet the Yeti himself.
I put a break
in
room.
In the mountain.
Technically, basketball court is a break, kind of their break room.
It's a
and
break.
You know what? I do remember watching that on the Imagineering story.
Yes, I said.
Where are all of our Disney Plus viewers right now?
Yeah, seriously.
I love those.
Watching
so
the
much.
Acolyte.
Me too.
Oh, probably, yeah.
Yes.
So yes. Good.
Oh, some
so
twists
good.
And turns in that one.
Oh, so good.
Shall we bring it
fight
home?
Fight scenes on point. Bring it home.
Bring it home.
Question 22. What used to grow on the land where Disneyland stands now?
Orange groves.
I will accept orange grove, orange tree, oranges, maybe even trees.
All right. Maybe oranges themselves.
Maybe even trees themselves.
No one put grass, no?
All right. Shelby, Stephanie, Brooks, Steph, and Robbie. What do we got? How many did we get correct?
Should we go through it? Oh, I said, should we go through it within each individual person with a drum roll?
Well, but I have a question first.
Oh, no. Oh. What's your question?
So are we getting a point for number three for the Mia name?
Oh, yes. I think everybody's answers were great. Everybody gets a point. Are you sure? You should get 2 points if you put Princess of Genovia at the end.
Oh, so I get 2 points?
Yes.
Do I get two? I get Princess of Genovia. I get 2 points?
You get 2 points. Because you know what? The points don't matter at the end. Points just don't matter.
It's what? A popularity contest.
Whose line is it anyway? Thank you. I got my buttons here.
Do I get a point for that?
No, you don't. Oh. We're not giving out 10,000 points here.
No. Well, my other
every
question.
Every year for the team. Yes.
Are you really giving me points for the Wally? I don't need points. It's okay.
Yes, you had that confidence.
I don't need points.
I think we all agree.
I was going to say, that's confidence.
Take it, Stephanie. Take it.
I don't want to take pity points is my point.
For how, oh, no. I don't want to poorly all of us got it. You had it so good.
Yeah.
Jeff, you want some pity points? Brooke?
I'll take a pity point.
My Mia one is the pity point, I guess.
Well, that for sure was a pity point.
Oh, all right. Gosh.
All right. So,
Shelby.
Brooks, are you going to run it?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay. All right. Shelby, how many points for you?
13.
13 points. Not bad.
Nice.
13 out of 22. Not bad at all. Who are we going to next? I got to redo my screen. Okay. Stephanie Hefner, how many points?
If you're giving me a point for Wally, it's 15.
Ooh.
Whoa. That was tough.
15 if we count the partial Wally name.
We're going to count the partial Wally. You can have that pity point. Take it.
Then it's 15.
15 points. Oh, my goodness. That's putting some serious pressure on everybody else. Mm-hmm. Okay, Brooks, we'll see if you're actually the future trivia king.
Well, okay, I have a question. Are you giving me a point for number three?
Anne Hathaway. She'll give you a point.
You were so saying give 2 points for Princess of Genovia.
Okay, fine. You can have a pity point for Anne Hathaway.
But if you tied with Stephanie, then she gets it. That's what I would say.
So with
then we're
going to
take your pity point away.
Yeah. With that.
It's a contingent pity point.
It's a contingent.
Okay. So with
Where's
that.
Where's your drum roll? Hold on. You can get yourself a
14.
Wow. So we got Shelby, Brooks, and Stephanie Hefner in a row. First or third, second, and first. Steph, should we just skip you? No, we're not going to skip you. Okay, Steph, how many points did you have for this year's trivia episode?
11.
11. Oh, 11. That's really good, though.
That's good. Okay.
That's very good.
I'm losing. That's not good.
I thought you were holding it, too, and I was like, no, you miscounted.
Hey, Brooke.
You miscounted.
Yeah.
There.
Before you announce mine, you might need a different sound effect. You have the wah, wah. You might want to load that one up.
I have this.
Perfect. All right. I'll take it. With a one coming in hot, not even double digits, 9 points, including pity, Robbie Clark.
Slow clap for Robbie.
Slow clap for you.
I did my best. I did.
So.
These are not easy.
These were not easy. I did look for, I spent a lot more time than I should have looking for actually like hard. Well, think about it though, guys. There's a lot of Disney trivia out there and there's a lot of it that is really easy. So why would I give 4 travel agents very easy questions?
I agree with you.
Maybe to make us look good.
It was a nice challenge.
Can we do a finish the lyric next time? That'd be super fun.
Disney edition.
Did I not mention that? I literally said that the other day.
This was fantastic. I'm just saying another one. Finish the Disney lyric.
That would be fun.
Let's get down to business.
We defeat the Huns.
I just got goosebumps, guys. Go on, Robbie. Finish it off.
Well, Brooks surprised me with that one. I didn't actually hear him.
I wasn't prepared.
Oh, I skipped ahead, and that's all.
I was like, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, well, That was fun, guys. Thanks for coming on. We awesome. Do appreciate
way to go,
it.
So Stephanie.
Yeah.
Stephanie, the winner.
Trivia queen. Woo! Speech. Now we got to talk. We got to hear a speech. How did you do it, Stephanie? How did you do it? How many years have you been prepping your Disney knowledge?
Well, she even corrected your trivia with the.
I am the oldest one here, so I attribute it to my oldness.
Oh, stop it! We can contribute to your passion.
Oh, there you go. That's a better
way. Disney passion.
You have taught us everything that you know that we know.
I have had more years of passion than everybody else.
Now, Stephanie, you have to be on here for next year.
Yeah.
To defend your title.
Defend your title? Yeah.
That is true. This was fun. Well, I believe that just about does it, not just for this week's episode, but for the final episode of season 2 for the Mouse Ears podcast.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our family. MIC. See you real soon.
I got a little choked up there, Brooks. Just a little bit.
Why? Because I love you.
Yeah. Love you too, buddy.
God, I love this show.
Are you not going to finish it?
You've got 90. M-O-U-S-E. Mickey Mouse. Donald Duck. Had to go with the new Mickey Mouse Club.
And with that, you've got the season 2 train wreck rolling us in.
There it is. Don't forget to check us out on the mouseearsblog.com for any updates to Disney news, and join us on the Mouse Ears Facebook group. We're going to post everybody's answers. Poor Steph on that one. That's not good. And don't forget to check out our TikTok page as well, the Mouse Ears Podcast, for all the clips that Brooks is going to post up here this week. If you're interested in having a Fairy Tale Journeys agent book your next trip, visit us, fairytalejourneys.com, and let them know that us at the podcast has sent you. Lastly, if you've enjoyed listening to this episode or any of our other episodes from season 1 or 2, make sure to leave us a review at wherever you listen. From all of us, Shelby, Stephanie, and Robbie, thank you guys very much for coming on the season 2 finale trivia episode. It was great to have you guys on throughout the seasons, because Shelby, you're from season 1. I do hope we get to have you guys back on again here in season 3 and any upcoming seasons after that. But until season 3, y'all, everybody take care. Have a great week. We'll see you soon.
Bye, everybody.
See you real soon.